Hello?
Hello, good morning. My name is Stanley, calling from Opinion Research, a private marketing research firm. We're conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter or an appointed elected official or active in any political campaign?
What are you trying to get my opinion for?
It's just related to topics concerning your Traverse Trail, different proposals for your community and what your opinion is about them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody in your household that's in news, reporter, public figures, or political campaigns?
No.
Great, thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Will you definitely vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely
definitely
to vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely, thank you. And I'm going to say a couple of age brackets, and whichever one you fall in, just let me know. I have 18 to 35, 36 through 45, 46 through 55, 55 through 65, or over 65?
The second one.
Second one, thank you. And, okay, so generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction or have gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, goodness. I think that's a really broad question. depends on the topic.
Okay, well.
I think we could use some help.
Okay. So, let's see. I have a right direction, wrong track. Wrong track, would that make sense to you? I mean, I understand
sure.
That what you're telling me is you feel like it's not completely off of the wrong track, but there's things that you probably want to improve,
right? Yeah, that's too
dichotomous,
but we'll go with wrong track.
Okay, I got you. So when voters go to the polls to vote for the candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about proposals that may appear on the ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trail Mileage on the ballot, and the ballot reads, show the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil, which is 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million for the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against it?
Yes, I would vote in favor of that.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting yes? Okay, so you said yes, and definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against this proposal?
Yep, I still support it.
And it's a definitely, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against the proposal? And that's a definite.
How many dollars did you say?
$90 per year for the next 10 years.
Would I still vote yes? You said the average homeowner.
Right. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no? As that's definitely or probably.
Yes, I would still vote yes.
Yeah. Is that definitely or probably?
Yes.
Okay. As mentioned, this proposal will raise $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The next one would be, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. And the third one would be, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last is, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money be raised to maintain existing trails and plan the construction of new trails. So which one would you feel closest to?
Well, I think this makes me wonder who the average homeowner is and if people who have second homes are having to pay the tax.
Oh, interesting. That's perspective. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, because what you're saying is then it would be like a double, right? They pay twice as much depending on how many properties or things like that.
I think that there are increasing costs of living here because of the people who are buying second homes but don't necessarily contribute to the community. So I would say, you know, is the
that
average
would be like,
homeowner somebody who lives here, or is the average
like an investment property, you're saying, where they rent it out
correct.
Or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, that's an interesting point of view.
I stay learning
on these things.
yeah. Okay, I'm fine. I'm fine with it how it is.
Okay, so the 4.3, you're fine with that one. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. And then from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I know these are all important, but I guess which one would be the one that you feel most strongly about? So protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, holding the line of property taxes and reducing government spending, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic and congestion, improving public education and local schools, controlling growth and development, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, and on the last but not least, improving local roads and infrastructure.
Okay, how many do I get to pick?
let's see. I honestly, there's some of these where you can pick multiples, but yeah, give me your top.
I think natural habitat. Mm-hmm. Including the water one and inflation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would that be the natural habitat that would be at the top of your list?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I'm not from your county, but just because
yeah.
They keep us neutral, you know, try to keep us not without an opinion about it. But it sounds like a real beautiful place. You will now. Mm-hmm.
I said it's lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it. I've had a couple of surveys today with a couple of residents, and it sounds like a beautiful place. And you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. So the first one would be Grand Traverse County Government. Are you feeling favorable towards them? Somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Oh, God. I have no opinion.
No opinion. Okay. There's a spot for that. And now, your city or township government?
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on the government right now.
Okay.
I need to share.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as the TART, T-A-R-T Trails.
I have a favorable opinion of them.
Okay. Is that somewhat or very?
Very.
Very. Thank you. And the next one would be, do you think Grand Traverse is growing? I'm sorry. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast or too slow? I'm sorry. Too fast or too slow or about right?
Too fast.
too fast. And if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Oh, boy. Well, I guess I trust them.
Okay. And probably or definitely?
Probably.
Probably. Okay. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent out for this project to maintain existing trails. And plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend money. So we have strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. The first one is to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces.
Approve.
Approve? Okay. And this is a somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. And to promote local economic development.
Do not approve.
Okay. And somewhat strongly disapprove.
I'll go with somewhat.
Okay. And to promote health and wellness.
Approve.
Approve. Strongly, somewhat.
Well, yes, I strongly support health and wellness.
Okay, thank you. To maintain existing trails.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks.
Yes, strongly approve.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails.
Well, depends on where they're going to
be. Right, right. Of course. I understand what your concerns are. Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say somewhat approved.
Somewhat, okay. Depending on where they're going to put them, right?
Yeah.
So to protect an open space for residential and commercial development.
Strongly disapprove. No more development.
Right. To promote recreational opportunities.
Probably approve.
Okay, so somewhat approve. Would that be okay?
Yep.
Just want to make sure I'm being accurate with your answers. Thank you. And then, okay, now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? The first one would be ensuring the current trail networks in Grand Traverse County is well maintained. The second option would be constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Which one of those are you more inclined to be more important to you?
I think maintaining what we have is more important.
Mm-hmm. So ensuring the current trail networks in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of concerned of what they mean. Like, I would like them to put in more trails that create access, but not if they're, like, paving everything.
Right, so, I understand what you're saying. So the other one was, I understand you'd like them to be a little more specific or have more detail, correct? And that's something
correct.
I could also give them the feedback, no problem, when they do ask us things like that.
Yeah.
I can definitely put that feedback in there that you'd like a little more detail when answering the questions.
Yeah. If they mean like a dirt trail through the woods, great. If they mean paving trails through the neighborhood, no thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you feel closer to the first one than the second one. The second one is constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we have that already. Let's take care of what we have.
Okay. Perfect. That's a good opinion there. Thank you. You will now be given a few statements about this proposal. To maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails for Grand Traverse County, please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is, a citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commissions in their decision making and ensure the funds are administered for their intended purpose.
That would make me more likely.
Thank you. And then there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
More likely.
More likely. Excellent. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Yep, more likely.
Okay. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funding.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, more likely. I mean, I can't opinion on this, but I mean, it sounds for me.
Yep.
Right?
Sure.
So for you, it's more likely, correct?
Yep.
Much more likely? Okay, thanks. Right. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing, or not at all convincing as the reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate this as well. And by the way, we're halfway through. This is the biggest part. After these questions, it'll go a lot quicker. So thank you for your time, ma'am. I really appreciate it. So the first one would be $7. Yeah? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just
so
saying, let's roll.
Let's do it. I got you. $7.58 per month. It's a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail networks and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Yes, true. Whatever those options
okay.
are, true.
Okay, somewhat very. So we're good. These will be the for all these questions, it's going to be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or it makes you no difference to you.
Okay, somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open spaces, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Trails already generated millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. And then the proposal will keep – yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
No, go ahead.
Okay. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County trails network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
That's somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces, so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
It's a nice try. Somewhat convincing.
And Broadman Lake Loop Trails and the TRT Trails are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in our county.
Okay. Somewhat convincing.
Okay. This proposal ensures that... Uh-huh.
It just seems like they're already accessible to each other. That's why I'm just... Some of this is just confusing, but yes, somewhat convincing.
Right. It's just, it's your opinion, and if you feel like that what you have is a sufficient and things like that, that's what they want to know. That's what we want to know. So this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free from ADA complaint, so our trails are accessible to all.
That's very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
Thank you. And there's only two more questions on this part. Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to these trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add and dedicate public funding sources to improve the existing trail networks and construct new trails.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, and the last one on the session is, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor spaces for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Very convincing.
Right, I feel the same. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan construction, new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal?
I would still vote yes, just like I would have 20 okay. minutes ago.
Right, right. And, you know, sometimes people don't know, aren't informed as much, and, you know, sometimes
right.
they change their minds or whatever the case may be. So that's a definitely, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, of course. I understand. You sound like a very intelligent lady, and I know you're set in your decisions. Now you will be given a statement against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing at all, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make
okay.
no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. How do you feel about that?
That's a pretty convincing argument.
Okay. So somewhat very?
Very.
Very, okay. This proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
No, that's not very convincing.
Okay, so somewhat, not too convincing.
Somewhat. Let's flip that option.
Okay, so we have very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or it makes no difference.
Not too convincing.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Not too convincing.
Thank you. And then there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
That is somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And then this proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Yep, that's somewhat convincing too.
Okay. With inflation, high gas prices, raising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Well, that probably should be more convincing than it is, but it's not too convincing.
Okay. I understand. Well, you live there, so you know how important these trails and whatnot are to you. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers fit the bill.
That's not too convincing.
Okay, not too convincing. Perfect. And we're almost done, ma'am. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote in favor or no? You maintain your position, ma'am?
I maintain my position.
Thank you. Okay, so you're in favor, and you're definitely in favor. Thank you. Now, you'll be giving a statement. Yeah, I bet those places, that place is super nice. Everybody really wants to keep them, you know, intact and the way they are. If you have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would it be in your own words?
My one hesitation would be there seems to be a growing division between tourists and locals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think locals are bearing a large portion of the burden to fund things like trails and roads and education and all of the things that other people seem to benefit from and are increasingly inconvenient for us to access.
That's very good explanation. So growing division between, let me just say, okay, divisions. Okay, growing division between tourists and locals are bearing the burden for others.
I said there's an increasing mm-hmm. division between tourists and locals, or even like second mm-hmm. homeowners and locals.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Locals are increasingly being expected to or required to bear the burden of funding all of the things that tourists, second homeowners, other people seem to benefit from. And, mm-hmm. not having
tourists.
We suffer the access.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So I got it. Second homeowners. Homeowners. Mm-hmm. That's a good way, perspective, ma'am. So what you're basically saying is that division between tourists and locals, you feel that locals are bearing the burden for others, including tourists and second homeowners.
Correct. Disproportionately.
Disproportionately. Yeah, that's a great observation. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost done. We're already at 90%, so we have about 10%. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal on the ballot. Shall the County of Gran Turismo impose a renewal of this previously approved one mil for local street roads, highways, and bridges repairs to improve mileage, being with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal mileage will generate an estimated $6 million. Let me read this to you by the numbers because they haven't spelled it out. I'd rather $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against the proposal?
No.
Thank you. And that's a probably or definitely?
Right now it's a definitely.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you a question about short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes. Just be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, from whom did you vote in 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else?
Biden, Democrat.
Thank you. And with which political party are you affiliated with? Republican, Democratic, Independent, Unaffiliated?
Independent.
Or some Independent. Okay, perfect. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
These days, I would say moderate to
moderate.
Probably liberal. We'll go
okay.
with liberal
so,
for the sake.
Liberal? Okay. Somewhat. Then what would be somewhat liberal, very liberal?
I would say somewhat.
Okay. Which is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
I kind of figured that. So, let's see. I haven't gone that far in education, but my siblings have. I have doctors and in my family, and you seem to be up there with them. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
Thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. And what is your main racial background?
Caucasian, white.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and that concludes our survey. You know, I want to say thank you very much for your time, Ms. Eddington, correct?
Correct.
And thank you for taking the time to do this. I know it was long and I took a lot of your time, but it is important and it's for the benefit of future generations of your community. So thank you for your time, ma'am, and you have a wonderful day. Thanks for participating.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Thank you.